Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brought the whole world together. It's amazing. I've never seen anything. It's so good for Israel. I spoke to Bibi Netanyahu just a little while ago. He called. He said, I can't believe it. He said, everybody's liking me now. They've, meaning him. He said, and I said, they're, more importantly, they're loving Israel again. And they really are. I said, Israel cannot fight the world, Bibi. They can't fight the world. And he understands that very well. So it's amazing the way it's all come together, and it's a beautiful picture. I don't know if it could ever happen again. It was just a set of circumstances, like, for instance, taking out the potential nuclear power of Iran. So many different things happened that were so amazing. It's a lot of talent involved, I'll tell you, but there was a certain degree of luck, too. You know, you need luck also.
President Trump speaking last night on Sean Hannity's show regarding the peace deal, and there seems to be a lot of optimism surrounding this deal. Is this the one that is for real? Let's ask an expert guest on that. Fred Flights joins us. He's the vice chair for the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security, a former NSC chief of staff, CIA analyst, and House of Intelligence Committee staff member. His book, An America First Approach to U.S. National Security. Mr. Flights, thanks for being here today. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Hey, Annie, good to be here.
So I want to give you the opportunity to answer a very broad question. Is this peace deal, does this feel like the real thing for you, the peace between Israel and Hamas?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I think we need to look at it in two ways. First of all, the president was asked an important question at the cabinet meeting today, and that was, well, in the subsequent stages, maybe Hamas won't agree to disarm. Maybe the other provisions for rule of Gaza after the war won't work out. And he said, our priority right now is getting the hostages out. Let's do that, then we'll worry about the rest later. I think we will succeed on the other provisions, but Trump has the right approach. Let's save human lives. These hostages won't be alive much longer because of the squalid conditions they're living in these tunnels in Gaza. But I think Trump has the support of Arab states and of Israel to make this work, but I still think there's some work to do.
So at that cabinet meeting earlier, Secretary of State Rubio lauded praise on President Trump for being the man who could get this done. And it's a consistency that I hear. Now, I know that President Trump likes to get credit for things. He often acknowledges that he does things and knows that the media won't give him credit for it. But it does seem like the president's number one skill, the art of the deal, might have come into play here. Why was President Trump able to get this done when other people have not?
Well, he made himself a credible mediator who was trusted by all sides. And let's keep in mind that where was the president's first working trip abroad? To the Gulf. Gave him a chance to talk to Qatar, the UAE, Saudi Arabia to get them on board. And he's made it clear to the Arabs and to the Israelis that although he's the most pro-Israel president in history, he will be tough on Netanyahu. He will make Netanyahu agree to some concessions that he may not want to make to stop the war, but he's also going to be tough on Hamas and make sure that it has no role in Gaza after this war. That's given him unusual support from the Arab states, and even the Palestinian Authority, which has been supportive of Hamas, which never supports peace deals, they're supporting this one. And I think that's why we've gotten so far.
So when we're talking about peace, there are different ways, I guess, that one could define peace, but essentially the killing would have to stop. And I'm wondering if Hamas has any other option than the one that they're being offered right now. What does peace look like in your expertise after this deal has been negotiated and is sought through?
Well, you're actually raising an interesting point. What are Hamas's options? They don't have any. They have nowhere to go. No one will stand with them against this deal. And if they decide not to cooperate, Israel will simply destroy them, and Gaza will be slowly rebuilt and will put in a new interim government without Hamas. So it doesn't have anywhere else to go. So I think this is a pathway for Gaza that is not a threat to Israeli security. Well, we can't fool ourselves. Hatred of Israel, anti-Israel Islamist groups are not going away. There will be more in the future. There will be more terrorist attacks. Israel has to keep up its guard. So does the United States. But maybe, just maybe, this particular threat will be neutralized.
So in your expertise, we're speaking with Fred Flights. He's the vice chair for the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. The president made a bold move in June, where he struck the nuclear facilities in Iran. Now, Hamas had received quite a bit of support. You said nobody's coming to Hamas's defense here, giving them an out and a different option than the one that is being presented through the mediation of President Trump in the United States. Does President Trump's decision to attack those nuclear facilities tie directly into the ability to get peace done right now?
I think so. It showed him to be a decisive president and an unpredictable one. And I think it has sent a message to Hamas and to Iran and to Russia and to China not to mess with Trump, that he will take military action if he has to. It was an enormously successful military operation in which Trump changed his policy. He was not going to do that, but he gave the Iranians a chance. They refused to negotiate in good faith, and there were consequences, just like Trump promised consequences for Hamas if it did not negotiate.
So when we're looking at what this peace might look like, and of course we have to trust but verify, as one might say, as we go through the steps, 20 steps or whatever it was that were a part of this plan, I keep hearing you say, other experts say, that you know Trump's resolve, his willingness to follow through, not just use words, but to follow through matters. That makes me wonder, if President Trump is done in 2028, when he's done in 2020, I don't want anyone to freak out here, when he's done in 2028, and let's say a Democrat is elected, maybe a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris Democrat, God forbid, gets elected in the next presidential election. Do all of the threats that have come up and boiled up in the last 4 years, do they run to the forefront and become threats once again with a different leader in charge?
I hate to think about that, but I fear that would happen. I think Kamala Harris would have been so much worse than Joe Biden. And so many of these global problems were because of Biden's incompetence and indecision. Remember, his foreign policy priority, absolute number one priority, was not Iran or North Korea nuclear proliferation. It was climate change. And other nations were frankly laughing at us because of Joe Biden's silliness and incompetence. And it encouraged all of our adversaries to try things they would not have tried otherwise, such as the invasion of Ukraine, this horrible massacre that Hamas committed against Israel. American leadership matters. American presidential elections matter. And my hope is that the American people will realize this and they will not vote in another president as incompetent on national security as Joe Biden ever again.
Yeah, absolutely. You are always voting for the commander in chief. We're speaking with Vice Chair, America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. Fred Flights is with us. Before I let you go, I'd like to shift gears because that's a lot of the foreign front. But on the domestic front, somehow or another, the president is able to juggle so many things at one time. The securing of our border and now the implementation of ICE to try to remove illegal immigrants who are here, who are violent. They are getting a lot of flack for that in my home state of Illinois. I'm curious of your thoughts on the president's approach and commitment to following through on that campaign promise to say, if you're here illegally, you're going to be removed.
Well, the primary responsibility of a president is to keep the American people safe. And with these far left anarchist groups like Antifa in cities like Chicago and Portland and New York and in Washington, the American people are not safe. And I'm very happy. I live in Washington right now, considerably safer. I see National Guard troops on the street, in the subways, people going out to dinner again. And we know this is not the case in Portland and in Chicago. And, I don't know the extent that Trump can fix this with the way the courts are ruling against him. But he's certainly sending a message to the people in these states that their elected leaders are letting them down by not keeping their cities or their states safe. And I hope they vote accordingly.
Yeah. You know, and I think, too, having paid attention to Illinois politics quite a bit, when I see the criticisms of ICE and how ICE is operating in a state specifically like Illinois, which is a sanctuary state, they forbid their local law enforcement to cooperate with the likes of ICE. I hear Tom Homan saying this all the time. Like, let us go to the jails where these people are being arrested and do our business there in the jails instead of having to do it out in the community. The J.B. Priskers of the world think that by protecting those illegal immigrants in the state, that they're going to be able to tell ICE to take a hike, that they can't enforce federal law in the state of Illinois. Do you feel as though the politics of Governor Pritzker in the state of Illinois are actually putting those migrants in more danger than they would be if the state of Illinois cooperated with those federal authorities the way other states are, so that those violent criminals could be handled in places like jails and prisons?
It's putting migrants at risk. It's putting the lives of the people of Illinois at risk. But the reason this is happening is that the Democratic Party, especially in Illinois, has been taken over by the far left. This is what this party wants. The people of Illinois have to vote out these far left Democratic radicals who are basically ruining your economy with out of control state spending and not securing the state and the cities. It's very simple. And if Trump can shine a light on that, I know it's really hard in Illinois because the gerrymandering is worse than any other state.
Yeah.
But if Trump can shine a light on that, maybe the people of Illinois will get together and say, you know, we have to vote out the people like the governor who's really endangering the state security.
Yeah. From your lips to God's ears, Fred Flights, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us. We hope you'll come back because we know that both of these stories, the foreign and the domestic, are very, very big stories. And we've not found their conclusion quite yet. So we appreciate your expertise today.
Good to be here.
Thank you so much. Fred Flights, the vice chair for the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security, former NSC chief of staff, CIA analyst, and House of Intelligence Committee staff member. He knows a few things. He's seen a few things. His book is An America First Approach to U.S. National Security. You can follow him on X at Fred Flights. We're going to take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The YouTube live chat poll, does President Trump deserve a Nobel Peace Prize? I'm going to do a thing on the break, and I'm going to check in and see what the other news stations, TV stations, are talking about, because Fox is covering a lot of Nobel Peace Prize talk. John Fetterman is getting some play on the old Fox News today, because he's like, yeah, why wouldn't he? Obviously, right? Well, let's see what the other folks have to say about peace in the Middle East. Do you think they're for it? We'll find out next. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.